All right. We'll bring this meeting to order. This will be the June 5th meeting of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education. We are in the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly Chambers. Welcome all to all who are here this evening, and ask that you please stand and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Vodla, district mission statement.
The mission.
Just to remember to turn on the microphone.
The mission of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District is to develop productive, responsible citizens who are prepared to be successful in a dynamic world.
Thank you. Mrs. Tressler, would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Arness?
Here.
Sorry. Mr. Anderson?
Present.
Mr. Kastenworth?
Present.
Ms. Holt?
Here.
Mr. Holt?
Here.
Mr. Ilg?
He's excused.
Mr. Kelly?
Present.
Mr. Navarre?
Excused.
Mrs. Vodla?
Present.
Thank you.
You're not going to ask me again? We have here is a failure to communicate. You have before you an agenda for this evening. Are there any additions, deletions, corrections? Ms. Hole?
I'd like to add an item 11D.
Okay.
To direct the board president to draft a letter to the legislature.
Okay.
Second.
Is there any objection to that? And you said 11B, is that correct?
You had me doubting myself for a minute.
Yes, okay. So that would be item 11D. Any further corrections, additions? Seeing none, is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Seeing no objection, our agenda is approved. You have before you the minutes from the previous meeting. Are there any corrections, additions, deletions to those? Seeing none, is there any objection to the passage or to the approval of those minutes? Seeing no objection, the minutes are approved as written. We have a Golden Apple Award this evening. Ms. Jeannie Doohan, we need you to come down here because we like to embarrass our Golden Apple Award winners as much as we possibly can. Just stand right here. Mr. Holt has something to read for you.
Hi, Jeannie. Mrs. Jeannie Doohan is an outstanding music educator, a tireless advocate for children, and a kind person. In the past 5 years at Cave Beach Elementary School, Mrs. Doohan has gone above and beyond expectations to meet the unique needs of her students. For example, recognizing the need for more structured music learning activities for students over the summer, Mrs. Doohan co-founded and directed the band of the Conbrio Music Camp for 2 years. Is that the right way to pronounce it? Conbrio. She spearheaded the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District adoption of Smart Music, which is an innovative software application used to provide band students with individualized feedback on their performance. Under the guidance of Mrs. Doohan, the Cave Beach Elementary Band Program expanded to include grades 4 through 6, 3 levels of band instruction, and close to 70 students studying a band instrument. Jeannie inspires a true love of music and band in her students, said Kent Peterson, Soldotna High School music teacher. In addition to performing as a full band, she features many of her students in small ensembles and solos. These soloists and ensembles are sometimes performing at a level that is equal to and beyond what would be expected in grades 7 and 8. Additional contributions to our district and the wider music education community include adjudicating at a number of regional and statewide festivals, serving as guest conductor of the Aurora Music Festival Mass Band, serving as a student teacher mentor, as well as an informal mentor to a number of early career teachers in our district, designing and leading a number of professional development programs for our district music teachers, including training in instrument repair, music technology, and band teaching methods, and opening an instrument repair business, said Jonathan Dillon, Mountain View Elementary music teacher. In addition to the band program, the students at Cave Beach Elementary are not just performing music, but learning how to perform music. The fundamentals of becoming a good musician are taught throughout her classes and will benefit her students and the schools for many years to come. Outside of school, Mrs. Duhon maintains an active performance schedule and plays the French horn with the Kenai Peninsula Orchestra, the Redoubt Chamber Orchestra, and various chamber ensembles, baritone saxophone with the Peninsula Jazz Band, and guitar and vocals with the band Recess Duty. Being so active in the community through music offers inspiration to her students and families. The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education is proud to recognize Mrs. Jeannie Duhon for her dedication to the students of the school district, past, present, and future. And I'd like to add, if anybody gets a chance to go see Recess Duty, they're pretty hot, and they're going to be playing at the River Festival.
Always us, no.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mr. Hammond, Hope School Report.
Oh, that's right. I have to be close. I don't do well on the whole standing still part, but I'll do what I can. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's nice to be here this evening and representing Hope School. Hope School is, as I found out when I moved down there when I started ministering that in January, it is like no other place. It is unique, and it's got its challenges, but it's also got its shining part, and I prefer that's what we focus on because they do have some great shining parts. See if I can make this thing advance. It's kind of like when you take your picture with the school board. Everybody will fit in one picture, the whole school. We've got a lot of people there, and volunteers come there as well. And, of course, our lead teacher you'll see there closest to you, Patty Truesdale. She helped me with a lot of the slides and the picture taking and so forth for tonight. The diversity that happens at Hope was surprising to me when I went down there. They've got some early language learners, and they happen to also be kindergartners from Finland. And it was a joy to listen to them speak so fluently. I didn't understand what they said, but they speak fluently. And then also as they're learning their English, and then all the way up from kindergarten, we've got kids all the way clear to the high school. As I'll demonstrate later, we had a high school graduate even this year. The talents, just take a look at that picture for a second. You got those four that are just really focused, and one guy's kind of going on his own drummer. And that's okay, because down there, inclusion is the model. Without a doubt, everybody gets to be part of it, and it is part of a family. And they are very, very active. They don't sit still in a classroom and just watch slides go by and read out of textbooks. They experience the life, and they experience the world around them, anywhere from going out and collecting birch water and doing art projects during school and after school. There's always something going on down there. The kids don't sit still for very long. And even at night, they come back, because the school is the center of the community. And one of the nice things they did this year is an astronomy night, where the kids came down and they learned about astronomy and the stars. They compete on the district level, too. The Battle of the Books, Mind of Mazes. This school represents themselves very well. And this is one of the things that they were most proud of. When it's a school so small, they're used to sort of being the receiver, you know, the big schools and big stuff. And sometimes they get sent the extras and so forth. But they have a heart beyond measure. And they collected it was a whole pickup load, 17 sacks of donations to take to Anchorage to the, It's McNeil House of Service. It's part of the Salvation Army. And they picked that service because it was family oriented. Entire families can go to this place if they're in need. So they thought that was the most important element for their donation. So they wanted to make sure that goes there. And you guys have probably already seen the ski trips and so forth of all of the small schools up there. They go up to Alyeska, and it's just part of their PE, and the kids really enjoy it, but it's more than just enjoying it. It's more than just physical activity. It's a life sport. They get to learn the right way to go skiing, and they will continue that as they grow older. It's something that, as an adult, they can continue to do over and over, and anywhere they go in the world where there's snow, they can continue this. So it's one of those things that makes it nice. They also go hiking all over the place, and they even take advantage of the cabins, Forest Service cabins that are near, and they go do hikes up to those and campouts. And so this is just pictures of the Manitoba cabin and playing games. Everywhere you go with Hope School, it's like you're part of the family. And inclusion is what it is. I'm not going to identify anybody because I don't know if I can, other than the two adults that are focused in there. Diane and Eugene are the paraeducators who work with Tina as well. And they were nominated this year at the state level for the special education inclusion model that they performed. And they got to go up to a luncheon in Anchorage and were given an award as well. They did not win the overall award, but still, just their program and how well they serve all students was very noteworthy. And they're always having fun. You won't walk into Hope and not see them on their way to go do something fun and smiles on their faces, whether it's something to do with a party or celebration or snacks or just going out to play. They're having fun. And this is our graduate. I should do it again, just because that one night, it was the only time in my life that I've got to say a graduate's name as they walk across the stage. I've been in administration for many years and in education for many more. And I got to say Benjamin Peck, and he walked up. And then I was done. You know, it was just one. But it was thrilling for me. And what impressed me the most, of besides, you know, well, there's all these things, you know, he had a 3.84 grade point average. He got 4 scholarships. But what impressed me the most is that over 70 people were at that event in hope for one graduate. So there's a lot of support for those kids down there. At the beginning of the year, they do cross-country sports. This year, they're going to actually, is it called sanctioned, John? They get to participate at the district level and at the state level if they in their cross-country because they've gone through what they needed to get their students registered. And then they garden and they hike. And like I said before, they are always active and always learning. And there they are together. Doesn't it look more like a family portrait than a school? They have personalities just like brothers and sisters, and their relationships are more like brothers and sisters than they are peers and students. They quarrel, but I wouldn't want to go in there and pick on one of their kids either because they will back each other up. And next year, like the rest of the school, the rest of the district, personalized learning is going to be their focus of professional development. It already happens, especially at the small schools. At some point, I'll go into a further explanation of how that happens. But just for a moment, think kindergarten through, at Hope, 12th grade, every standard, every kid has to be reached. And there's only 20-some kids. So you know that those teachers are personalizing those learning opportunities and making sure that it happens. So that is it for my presentation this evening. Do you have any questions for me?
I'm astonished. 70 people showed up
for that kid. I had to sit there and count. I was up on stage.
Right.
And we had about 90 places for people to sit. There was some open chairs, but about 70 people showed up for that one kid.
Was that?
They thought it was normal, or they seemed it was normal. I mean, it was decorated, the whole
really?
9 yards. There was a light show. There was PowerPoint behind us. There was a stage, a podium. The kindergartners came up. There was singing. There was a choir. It was the whole schmear. One graduate. They're very proud of their graduate.
Yeah. Good. I mean, it's great to hear those kind of stories. Ms. Vidler, and then Bill.
Yeah, I attended one of those graduations, too, with two seniors and two kindergartners, and there were 70 or 80 students at that graduation as well. But you very aptly described the school and the fact that they already do personalized education and how they work so well together. I've been there a couple of times, and I helped Patty conned me into coming over and teaching a class one day, and I thought it would just be the older kids, and I had K through 12, and it was a learning experience, and they had a blast, and they were so attentive, and I do believe they do learn every day because of the individual attention they get over there. It's amazing. So thank you for what you do, and thank you for what they do.
Well, every graduation I've ever been to, there's always a slideshow with baby pictures and then older kid pictures and graduates. And how did they manage to stretch that one out?
Well, it was shorter than most, but there was a slideshow with baby pictures. Yeah, it was about it was a good 5 minutes long of just Ben and when he was little. And the nice thing is, though, they have all of his school pictures, all the activities, because he didn't go to school there his entire life, but most of it, and there was a lot of school pictures there, too.
Lynn?
I just wanted to tell you, you did a wonderful job at graduation.
Oh, thank you.
And Joe, it is like that more usually when there's more people, when there's another student. I think I've only been there when there have been two, maybe three.
Yeah,
at a time, but it's always packed.
Well, then next year, unless somebody moves in, we don't have any seniors next year, but we have a sophomore, junior, and Cooper Landing has a freshman. And so there will be small school graduations pretty regularly.
Yeah, and the slideshow was wonderful. It was like almost his whole life It was very neat.
Yeah. Well, I guess my question revolved around, now, I'm not surprised that Hope could generate 70 people. I just wondered if it was mostly family, if a lot of people came from other places.
There was a lot of family. Yeah, a lot of family. But there was a lot of just community members. Sure. I recognize I'm just now getting to know the folks.
Sure.
But everybody that I knew from Hope was there.
Yeah.
it's quite a deal. I feel quite honored to be down there and being able to work with them.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. And thank you, Debbie, for helping me with that.
All right, we are down to public presentations and comments, items not on the agenda. This will be the moment when you have something you'd like to talk about that's not on our agenda this evening. This would be the time. Hit the little button on the microphone, please. There you go.
All right. Good evening. I'm Carla Barkman, KPBSD District Librarian and Technology Coach. Thank you, board members and district leadership, for giving me an opportunity to speak tonight. I'm here because of an email sent on May 10th regarding state education funding cut scenarios for the KPBSD. The email stated that if a 2% reduction in state education funding were made, library aid positions may be cut. This is especially troubling to me. The word aid implies that these folks are helping or aiding a teacher librarian in their building. At most of our schools, that is not the case. The library aide is, in fact, taking care of the school library or actually running the school library program alone. 23 of our KPBSD schools have library aides. These are either 3 or 3.5 hour per day positions. Only 9 of these schools have a certified person in the library. Of those 9, 7 are half-time positions, leaving only 2 schools with full-time certified staff in the library. This means that only 2 of these library aides actually work alongside a certified teacher librarian. Since this cut is directly related to saving money, I feel it important to note that of the 23 KPBSD library aides, only 7 of them receive benefits due to the fact that they have a second job within the KPBSD, such as a special ed aide, a tutor, or office staff. Library aides fill many roles in our schools. They do the jobs one might expect of library staff, such as check out books, read aloud to students, select, order, process materials, organize the collection, shelve books, help teachers and students find resources, all while maintaining an inviting atmosphere. In addition, they do lunchroom, recess, and hall duty. They cover lunch breaks for office staff. They keep the library open before and after school. They organize book fairs, reading contests, support Battle of the Books, assist with special events held in the library, write articles for the newspaper, create displays, do bingo for books, organize family nights, create the school yearbook, and offer forensic support. They monitor online and distance education students, offer FOLs, train student aides, assist with Read 180, and coordinate computer lab, laptop cart, and tablet checkouts. I could truly go on and on. These aides are such an important piece of creating a quality learning experience for the students at KPBSD. If these positions were cut, 14 schools would no longer have any library staff in their building. There are already 17 schools that have no library staff in their building. I realize you are in a difficult position. I understand that sometimes cuts need to be made. Nonetheless, I am asking you to keep our library aid positions in place because the loss of these positions would affect every student and staff member at the schools that have no other library staff. I firmly believe that what we would lose would be far greater than what we could gain with the amount of money dedicated to library aid positions. Thank you again for your time and the opportunity to speak tonight.
Thank you. Questions? Thank you very much. Anyone else in the public? Seeing no one? Oop. You were hiding behind the podium there.
I was hiding. Good evening. My name's Ann McCabe, library aide, Skyview Middle School. Also treasurer of KPESA. And I'm here just for 2 points. One, to reiterate a bit what Carla just said about library aides. Skyview specifically, again, there's not been a librarian there for years. I am the librarian. 3.5 hours, no benefits. But what I do is contribute to each and every staff member and each and every student in that school. And I really want you to think long and hard before you consider cutting library aids. Oftentimes, the library is the central hub of a school. Skyview specifically, that is the case. And I just want you to really, really search for some other place. Our kids need access to libraries, as well as staff members needing access. Second thing is that tonight is Patty's last attendance here as president of KPESA. And I know that she has been here faithfully and diligently for years, representing a huge portion of our staff and working with the district. And I just wanted to, on behalf of our organization and our district employees, say thank you to Patty. And that's it.
Thank you. Questions? Go ahead.
I have a question maybe for the administration. Do we have 17 schools right now that don't have library aides and potentially 14 more that might not?
Carla is in charge of the library. She has all that, and I believe that that's the case, yeah.
Okay. Well, I really support our libraries as an English teacher and a former librarian, and I hope that that doesn't happen. It's a really tough year in so many different ways, and we'll do the best we can. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing no one, communications and petitions, Mr. Dusick.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. In the information packet, I wanted to draw your attention to a couple of things. Mr. O'Brien put together some information on our senior and alumni surveys. That's part of the Hanover Project. We do expect to have results for you sometime in the fall, hopefully at the October board meeting. We're excited about that. We haven't been able to do that survey for a few years now, and I believe we had a large amount of graduates participate in that survey already, this year's graduates. Also, Mr. Soderquist provided you an update on the website, where we're at. Later this month, we're going to launch subtle differences where the website will be much more responsive, especially for mobile devices, later this month. And then we'll have some additional updates coming in the August work session on how we're moving forward with the website. We may be moving to WordPress. That's what all of our schools utilize right now for their website. We may be doing that as well, but we will have more information for you soon. And then an important date for you is tomorrow, which is the board planning session at Soldotna Prep PD room starting at 9 a.m. So if you get there a little bit before that, we'll get started right on time. That's what I have. Thanks.
Questions for Mr. Dusick? Ms. Butler.
Mr. Dusick, when you mentioned the senior and alumni survey results, that I assume that's this year's seniors. How far back did you go with the alumni results, and did you get as much participation with that?
First phase of the survey was this year's seniors. We are rolling out the actual survey for, I think, 10 years worth of graduates. That will be rolled out in August and early September. So the survey is done for the alumni, but we have not gone live with it yet. And Hanover and myself will be working with Peggy to get the word out on that for the survey.
Thank you.
Representatives selected by the following: advisory committees, site councils, and or authorized student support organizations, KPAA, KPEA, KPESA, and the Borough Assembly. And while Patty's working her way up, I'd like to say good evening to Mr. Ogle, representing the Borough Assembly here this evening. Thank you for showing up, sir. Patty.
Patty Serwa, president for KPESA. for 5 more days. And this is day 5, so really only for 4 more days. Actually, I'll be consulting with our new president-elect and our e-board and membership. I'll be staying with it for a little bit anyway. It's going to be a transition for us, and as I asked you at the last board meeting, one thing that I would really like to see is our president-elect be an employee of the district. When you look in the general information packet, you'll see I'm in there as being retiring. And I've been hanging around this district for 25 years, and yet 4 years of were shaved off of that, even in the retirement thing. So, you know, that kind of hurts, I have to admit, because these 4 years, I have been just as much of an employee of this district as I was when I sat at a desk in student nutrition and planning and operations and purchasing and finance, all of those positions that I've been in. And I will tell you, it's been my favorite position, representing the support staff of this school district. I'm humbled, I'm proud, and they're a great bunch of people. Right now, they can't breathe. That's how I label it, because they haven't received personnel action forms yet. They don't know if they're going to have a job next year. Not one person. Not one person. So keep that in mind tonight, and maybe you can see your way to get those moved, get those out so people know what's going on. At least some people will know what's going on in their lives for next school year. And I really have to say my appreciation to both Carla and Ann. They couldn't have said it better. I represent the library aides, so... And I love the library myself, so I want our children to learn how to use a library and to appreciate a library. So after 25 years, I only have one more thing to say besides adios, but there's been somebody that has been a true inspiration to me, and now I'm getting a little emotional, which I wasn't going to do. But the thing that I'm going to miss are the people. And one person who has inspired me and made me a better person, I think, by being a cheerleader for me. So I've always wanted to earn that. And so I brought these flowers for Martine. So that's just my privilege tonight. Thank you and adios.
Anyone else in any of those categories? Seeing no one, Superintendent's Report, Mr. Dusick.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. Just wanted to let you know that a couple weeks ago we graduated over 600 students in our district. We will have some final results in terms of actual numbers and percent, our graduation rate percentage, later this month after we get some summer school done. Some more kids will be earning their diploma, and then also work with the state on some kids that have moved out of our district and part of the cohort. So looking forward to that. Did want to take a second to thank Patty Sarah for her years of service. Really appreciated her frank conversations. Thank you, Patty. The budget conference committees will be meeting tomorrow at 4. Let you know at the work sessions today that the governor came out with some compromises for the legislature to consider. Hopefully that will spur action, and we will gain certainty here within the next 10 days, because I believe that's how much longer the special session has. Otherwise, I'll have to call another one.
In the district, recently you may have seen this article in the new, on Clarion about the Upstream Academy. That's our academy with our Native education students primarily. And they did a lot of STEM activities. You probably saw the picture of the drone. I was over there as they were coding with engineers from HEA and Tesoro, which was really really neat to see those engineers working with those kids in small groups and help them code and do different activities with the drones, primarily going through an obstacle course or moving weight and that kind of stuff. So really exciting to have that opportunity for those kids. And then also the district just got done conducting the Leadership Academy, where we introduced lots of concepts on personalizing learning. It's not a program. It's just a way to do business, meeting the needs of our students when they need it is really what it boils down to, as best we can with the resources that we have. I did attend four graduations, so I was able to shake approximately 383 hands through those four graduations, and one of them was my son, and that was pretty neat, being able to hand him his diploma. Also, I attended the Project Grad graduation. We had five graduates there. I wanted to thank the hospital for their mentoring and what they did with for those kids as they get them ready for the world of work. And I also wanted to thank the businesses, because several of our graduates have gotten employment through that program, and our local businesses are really stepping up in helping those kids. Just last week, I participated in the Educator Excellence Committee through the Alaska Challenge, Department of Education. We talked a lot about professional development and how to attract and retain high-quality teachers. So we'll have about three more meetings and come forward with priorities that will help transform education in the state of Alaska. This week, this morning, I met with several principals, and I will continue to meet with all of our principals throughout the rest of this week as they check out. And they, one of the last things they all tell me about is what they're going to be doing over the summer, and they're going to be recharged and ready to go. For me, I will be out of state recharging, but also attending orientation with my son at Colorado State and my wife. So that'll be fun at the end of June and early July. And as a reminder, we have 55 work days till the first day of school. So just wanted to let you know, I have begun my countdown. So thank you.
Wow. You need to get out a little more. Counting down the days to the first day of school, the week after graduation. Questions for Mr. Dusick? Mr. Jones, tell us about the April financial reports. Did we spend any money?
Ten months out of 12, that's how far along in the year we are. That's like 83% or so. So when we look at our revenues are a little under that, but when you remember the fact that we don't do in-kind or the TERS and PERS corrections, until the end of the year, we're right on where we're supposed to be. Same thing with the income, with the expenditures. When you look at our encumbrances, we're only, I think, 81% encumbered. But when we add those in, we're at where we're supposed to be. So we're a lot closer with our expenditures right now than when we are with our revenues. But they'll both catch up in the end. So I guess that's a lot of words to tell you, revenue and expenditure wise, where we're supposed to be, and we don't have any concerns to bring to your attention at this time.
Questions for Mr. Jones? Thank you, sir. Lease agreements.
Once a year, we bring forward to you the lease agreements that we as a district have entered into. And you can see that we're down to about five lease agreements, mostly to do with schools or with activities within our schools. We're going to keep moving forward with those.
Questions on those agreements? Ms. Hull?
It's not really a question, but I just wanted to point out to, well, Mike's not here, but our new members, that we also have some things that aren't really, we don't really consider leases, long-term agreements for the use of facilities, like the agreement with the City of Seward for the use of fields. I mean, there's some other things, too, that some people might think are leases, but we don't consider them that way. Is that right, Dave? I mean, is that the right way to say it?
I don't.
They're agreements, like memorandums of understanding or something, aren't they?
Right.
Mr. Castamore.
Just a question for the administration. I think it was last year, we spent a lot of time negotiating an agreement with Voss. And I believe we came out with a very good work product at the end of that, which clearly defines every single step and increases and all that. I'm curious if we're going to be moving down the road towards getting the same level of documentation and scope on those leases as we go forward.
I think when we renew the leases that are out there, we're looking at trying to do the same type of information.
Well, I appreciate all your work on getting that Voznesenko one addressed, and I hope we can continue down that process of cleaning those up.
Okay. KPBSD Policy Review Report, Section 7000, Mr. Jones.
Oops. We're bringing this one in front of you just so people realize and understand that as part of our annual process, we reviewed two sections of the policy committee. This year, one of the sections that we reviewed was the Series 7000 on new construction. When we reviewed that and looked at it, we did not bring any revisions or changes forward to you through the process that we normally do, first reading, second reading, all that. So we just wanted to make sure to note that that everybody realized that they had been reviewed, there were just no changes, and we weren't going to bring them back in front of you to approve them as they were. So this was a way to make sure people understood and remind them that we did review those this year.
Okay. Ms. Hall?
I do have a revision I'd like us to consider for Board Policy 7000.
Ms. Castmore?
I think it's just a misunderstanding potentially, but it was my understanding that we were going to bring these forward for the whole board to vote on specifically so we could address issues like LINs and any other that were outstanding. So perhaps we should just discuss this again in policy, or I can talk to Dave afterwards. It doesn't really, one way or another, I think we should. We talked about bringing 7,000 forward as a whole because oftentimes what we discuss in committee doesn't end up being, we don't bring the entire section forward. So we'll bring part of a section forward and talk about it and approve it. But there are other sections that individual board members may have an interest in. And as a result, I think it would be wise for us, to consider, especially in the future, that every year we bring the entire thing forward after we've reviewed it just to make sure that everybody has their bite at the apple. So something to think about.
Okay. While we're on this topic, there was something about the renewed and reviewed dates on the policy pages that made it not logical to vote on it. I can't remember the specifics of that.
It's not coming right to me either at this point in time. So we can bring them back and discuss it at policy and either move them forward or not.
So. Okay. Board reports. The board members were representing the board. I assume everybody went to graduation. Mr. Holt?
Yes, I attended the healthcare cost committee meeting we recently had, and it's an interesting meeting. It's pretty frustrating trying to actually figure out some ways to reduce costs. I think one thing I'd like to point out is there's a big variation in what things cost depending on where you go, and we're hoping somehow to kind of zero in on that and try and figure out a way to save some money there.
Ms. Butler?
Yes, I attended the project search graduation with Mr. Dusick, and it was held over at the hospital, and they had five graduates, and I've never been so impressed with five graduates like I have with these young men and women. It was a delightful evening, and like the superintendent said, they all have got jobs lined up for themselves. I also attended Soldotna High School Awards presentation evening, and they gave out quite a few scholarships, and awards were presented to many different students. That was pretty joyful. I attended Governor Walker's Education Challenge Committee meeting. The second one was a Skype meeting, and there were 25 of us in there, so it was really pretty interesting. And we discussed student learning and the direction that we intend to go with the student learning. And we have three more meetings to attend. And I did not attend any other graduations. Somebody filled in for me. So I would like to say thank you to Mr. Holt for that.
Anyone else? Ms. Holt?
Well, I attended the Hope graduation, the Seward High graduation, and the weather bested me on Nanwalek and Port Graham, even though I tried to wait it out. I didn't make it over. Then I also attended the Connections graduation and then attended the meeting last week with the principals and the leadership teams from the schools on our new initiative, and then our governing board committee meeting. Mm-hmm. I mean, governing handbook, not board.
Okay. Committee reports. Ms. Cashmore?
The policy committee met again today. We discussed several exhibits with relatively minor changes that were being made to them. We also spent the majority of the meeting once again talking about the room use policy. I do hope that the end is near on that policy. I think we're getting very close, so it's my hope that we'll be able to bring that forward, you know, for first read in August and hopefully for passage in September. Where are we in September? Are we here?
We should be here for September and gone in October. Is that correct? Homer is September?
Okay.
We're in Homer.
So maybe we'll push that policy a little bit farther. Okay. That's all.
Ms. Vadla.
Yeah, and we held a Kenai Peninsula Borough School District board handbook meeting in May, and Linda and I were in attendance. Mr. Castamore kept at work, so he did not attend. And basically what we achieved were the categories and content for the handbook that will help govern the Kenai board members, the Kenai Peninsula School Board members. So we have another meeting coming up tomorrow.
Okay. This afternoon, the board held work sessions beginning at 2:45 this afternoon. First one was relative to the administrative evaluation system, the collaboration report on the early release days, FY17 budget work session, six-year plan, that wasn't this afternoon. But the strategic plan was this afternoon. Was that a test? Everybody who is currently in attendance was here for those work sessions. We're now down to the consent agenda. These are items that we take up all at one time. I will read the titles of each item and then provide an opportunity for the public to comment. We have board committee duration extension, pay schedule for substitutes and other temporary employees for the 2017-18 school year, school board immediate family member hire, 2017-18 new teacher contracts, 2017-18 tentative tenure teacher contracts, 2017-18 tentative non-tenure teacher contracts and tenure, 2017-18 new administrator contracts, resignations, 2016-17 long-term substitute teacher contracts, KPSAW handbooks for school year 17-18 and the FY17 general fund budget revision that we spoke about in the work session this afternoon. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to speak to any of the items I just listed? Seeing no one, I need a motion.
I move we consent agenda 10A through I be accepted.
How about L, JK and L?
Oh, L.
Second.
Who said that? Thank you, Ms. Hull, for the second. Mr. Castamore.
I'd like to ask that items B, as in boy, and D, as in dog, be removed from the consent agenda.
B, D, be removed? Yes.
And
B and D will be considered separately.
I'd like to remove item C.
C? Okay. Anyone else? Further discussion on the remaining items. That would leave E through L. Is there any objection to those remaining items? Seeing no objection. Mr. Castamore, you started it. Item B, please.
I'd just like to get a better understanding of what this extension is for and what we're hoping to accomplish, that's all.
With that committee? Well, actually, I'm a little discouraged that we haven't been able to get that committee together more than we have. However, gathering information on relative costs of medical procedures and care here versus Anchorage, Seattle, and so forth, we are getting those together, and we're not able to come to a recommendation for the board prior to when we set that committee up. I think it was set up with a 120-day sunset, and that would have been about now. So that's why the request to continue it till September. Further discussion on this? Is there objection? Seeing no objection, then item B is approved. Item D, Mr. Castamore.
I just want to declare a conflict of interest and ask to be excused from the vote because this has a direct financial impact upon myself.
It's a pretty obvious conflict of interest there, yes. Okay, Mr. Castamore, you are excused from this vote. Is there any objection from the balance of the board? Seeing no objection, the motion is approved. Ms. Hull, item C.
I'm going to vote in support of this. I just wanted to use the opportunity to, again, state that I wish we paid our aides more, our substitute aides. I think they are the lowest. I can't get it up right now. I was on Dan's thing. I haven't gotten back to the document yet. But they're our front line with the students, and they even the substitutes have wonderful skills for working with kids. So I just can't let that go by every year without mentioning it.
Thank you, Ms. Hull. Is there further discussion on item C? Is there an objection to item C? Motion is, or item C is approved. Move on to action item 11A, effective leadership handbook. This would be the building administrator evaluation document that we discussed in work session this afternoon. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to comment on building administrator evaluation? Seeing no one, I need a motion. Ms. Hull.
Move to approve.
And I'll second.
Thank you, Ms. Vadla. Is there discussion? Ms. Vadla?
I just would like to thank you for all the time and effort you put into this document. I know we're ahead of the game in the state, and I really appreciate the direction that this handbook provides, not only for the principals, but for the school district and for the teachers and the students. So thank you.
Ms. Hull?
And I, too, want to thank the committee. I was more of an observer. I don't have the expertise the principals and the administration have, but even the part of the process that I understood, I really appreciate the efforts, and I think it will be a good document.
Thank you, Ms. Hall, and thank you for your participation on that group. Once again, an opportunity for the KPBSD to shine in the state of Alaska. Further discussion? Is there objection? Seeing no objection. Item 11B, the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Strategic Plan 2017 to 2022, the extension of the document currently in existence. Anyone in the public who wishes to speak to this item? Seeing no one, I need a motion. Ms. Vodlin.
I move approval of action item 11B, Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Strategic Plan 2017 to 2022.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Holt. Once again, the topic of a work session this afternoon. Any discussion from board members? Is there an objection? Seeing no objection, the strategic plan document is approved, and the balance of it will come back to us next fall. Okay. Item 11C, approval of student nutrition services meal price increases. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to speak to this item? Seeing no one, I need a motion. Mr. Holt.
Yes, I move approval of action item 11C.
Second.
Was that Zinn? Thank you. I didn't see who said it. I heard it, but I didn't see it. Is there discussion on this item? Mr. Castamore.
I know at the last meeting we had discussed some of the requirements. I see there was mention of the paid lunch equity program. I've requested some information on this and haven't seen it yet, so I'm hesitant to move forward with this without seeing that first. That being said, I have a hard time understanding why we would be making the changes to these fees when we're going to be raising $34,000, while the current deficit, if you want to call it that, in student nutrition services is in excess of $1 million. I can't get my head around the fact that that's how much of a deficit we're in. And if we make these changes, we're only going to raise $34,000. So I don't see the point in doing it, to be honest with you. So that's just my opinion.
Thank you, Mr. Castamore. Mr. Jones, did you have a comment? I see your microphone's on.
I was just ready to respond, but I think when you compare where we're at with the other districts, it's pretty clear that currently we are under them, and even with these increases, we'll be substantially under them. It's been a project to get the student nutrition services deficit down. This is one of the many ways we've been trying to do it, and $30,000 or $40,000 is a significant amount to try and reduce it. So, and as far as the information for the PLE, paid lunch equity, I think I got that reports from the state performs that. I think it was in 2011 when they told us in the fall we'd have to raise our prices. That's the last time we did because we didn't meet the PLE requirements. The last couple of years we've passed it. In looking at the differences with the other districts, I think it was likely that we were going to again have some troubles. And so I can send those to you. The calculations that they made and where they're at. But, our job is to try, and we were given the job to address the deficit in the student nutrition program, and this is one of the many ways that we've been going at it. So.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Mr. Castamore?
So Just to follow up, it's not that I don't appreciate the fact that we're trying to reduce the deficit. It's that, you know, if we're going to make a change in the school lunch prices and we're going to get parents and students and everybody upset with us, I'd rather us make a more significant change that would actually generate some revenue. That's really my concern. And as far as the PLE information, I would just like to have information so that when parents do complain to us, I could say, hey, here are the rules that we're trying to follow with the state, and this is why we've made these changes. So I'd be more happy to support a dollar increase, to be honest with you. But
further discussion? Ms. Vodla.
I appreciate the increases that you put in, and I appreciate that you kept some of those increases lower than some of the other school districts, given the fact that people sometimes make less down here than they do in some of those other large school districts. I appreciate your comment also, Dan, because I understand that it would be nice to make up that amount of money, but I think an incremental charge to families is a lot easier for many families than to pull it up to 450 or whatever, like some of the other school districts.
Thank you, Ms. Butler. Presuming we're not going to get unanimous support here, Mrs. Tressler, would you call the roll? Don't call the roll, but open the vote.
Voting's open. Everyone's voted.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Go ahead and tally them, please. Motion is approved. All right, item 11D. Ms. Hull, I'm going to ask that you make your motion prior to going to the public because there isn't anything laying on the back table. I guess we could ask for public comment.
After the meeting. I move to direct the board president to draft a letter to the legislature expressing our frustration with the lack of progress on the FY16 budget and the impact it's having on our district and students. The letter should restate the importance of approving a comprehensive long-term fiscal plan.
To restate, re-say the last?
Restate the importance of approving a comprehensive long-term fiscal plan since it's one of our priorities, our legislative priorities. Sorry.
I've learned if I turn my microphone off, then this speaker works. It's kind of cool, but I didn't have this microphone turned off. Yes, Mr. Castamore.
You're looking for a second still?
I still need a second.
Second.
Okay. Then on that basis, we will go to the public and see if there's anyone who wishes to speak on this item. Seeing no one, we'll bring it back to the board. Discussion? We also had a discussion on this afternoon. Ms. Castamore.
I just want to reiterate that, you know, I support us writing this letter. I think that it's been months and months and months and months we've been waiting for this legislature to create a budget, and we still don't have one. And it's having an impact on our operations. It's having an impact on our employees, and it's having an impact on our ability to do what we're supposed to do. So I think it's time for them to come up with a solution. You know, whatever their budget is, we need a budget so that we can make progress forward. I don't want this letter to mire down in specifics about we want an income tax versus that or the other. It's simply, I think we should just write a letter reminding them that this is impacting all of us and that's starting to really hurt us.
Okay. Question, Ms. Hull. Do you envision this being something that I would put together in conjunction with Mr. Dusick and then send out to the board to get approval on, or can I just take the bold move of mailing it out?
My opinion is you take the bold move and send it out.
You're the maker of the motion, so.
I know. Well, that's my intent.
Okay.
The rest of the body may not agree.
Well, we'll send out to you copies of what we want you to see.
I just think time is of the essence.
I agree. I think things may happen now down in Juneau. Anyway, further discussion on the initial motion. Ms. Butler.
Yeah, today and during the meeting, I discussed that I felt that this maybe wasn't a good idea. I will vote in favor of this evening, but I also think that community members and us individually as school board members need to write letters down there and call them and let them know how we feel. I know I have. I know many other people have written letters, and I know lots of different families have, but I think the more people who know that they're really impacting our ability to provide a quality education by their lack of ability to make a decision has really impacted many people for a long time. And so I will support this, but I do think people ought to write their own letters, too.
Thank you, Ms. Bonham. Ms. Holm?
And I fully support that. Thank you, Penny.
Is there an objection to this motion? Seeing no objection, the motion is approved. We have no first readings this evening. Public presentations, comments on any topic, on the agenda or not. You started to get up, but then you decided not to. I saw you. We'll see you tomorrow evening. Seeing no one, board comments. Mr. Anderson.
No comments, thank you.
Ms. Hole.
I want to remind everybody that I don't know if I'm sure Sean's aware that Curtis Thayer changed his visit to Seward to July 14th. So if anyone would like to come hear what the CEO of Alaska Chamber has to say, he'll be at the Breeze Inn. And then I went to the last chamber meeting, and Jackie Pels was there. And I learned that Joe's mother was her, second or third grade teacher, Joe? First grade teacher?
Pardon me, I was not paying any attention to you.
It was a test.
I was trying to get ready for the next step. She was bothering me.
I was not.
Go. I'm sorry. I truly am. Ask the question.
Was your mom Jackie Pell's first, second, or third grade teacher?
First and third.
Okay.
Yes.
And Joe's mom came over while Jackie received the Seward Historical Commission Award, and she wrote a book about Framed by Sea and Sky, and it started because of the murals in Seward, because we have so many murals, but she expanded it to community art in Seward, and there's a whole chapter on schools and the art in the schools. And she hadn't seen that mural. It's gone now. But anyway, it was really neat. It's still a small state. Still a very small state.
Very small state, mm-hmm. Yes.
And went to the Puffin mural unveiling, which is huge, right by the railroad terminal. Went to the Cooper Landing graduation. That wasn't officially as a school board member because it was just one kindergartner or two kindergartners. But it's always very fun. And that room was full also. And I hope we can do something about library aides. We may have to get creative. But even the schools that don't have library aides need help. Even the ones that currently don't have them. So I hope we can do something. And I would like us to relook at the KPESA. I can never say it. Did I do it right? KPES? The president rule, why we treat it differently than we do the teachers, the KPESA. Is that right? EA, president. And see if there isn't some way that we can treat those presidents in a similar manner. Thank you.
Mr. Kelly.
It was a pleasure seeing Commissioner Johnson this last month come down to the peninsula and join him at the Homer Chamber of Commerce luncheon, and then also got to visit a school with him. I think he's on the right track, and he's got some pretty difficult things to handle down in Juneau with what they're handing him. I'm always blown away with the small school graduations, Ketchmek Silo, Bosnesenka Resdolna. I got to make it over to Susan B. English in Soldovia this year. And what I really like about the small school graduations is that pretty much every graduate gets a chance to speak. And it's great to hear them and their stories. and they're extremely powerful ceremonies, very, very intimate. So it was just wonderful being a part of that, and that's about it.
Thank you. Ms. Castamore.
If you haven't yet had a chance to check out the Eagle Cam in Kenai, there's a fantastic Eagle Camera in Kenai. You can watch the whole life cycle of an eagle and two chicks. So it's on YouTube if you're interested. That's all I've got.
I'm led to understand that one of those chicks is a bully. And the City of Kenai Council is considering taking action.
No comments.
Mr. Holt.
Yeah, I attended three graduations this year, although I was late to one. And I apologize to Nicolaus for that, but they still had really good food afterwards. I missed the small school graduation, but I agree with Mr. Kelly that the small school graduations are really wonderful because it does empower those kids in a different kind of way. You know, it seems almost like the small school ones last longer than the big school ones in some sense. So it's kind of a whole different philosophy. One thing I noticed at the graduations, being taller than most people and being up on a stage, I got to look at the decorations on the top of the mortar hats, which was really fun to do. I took a lot of pictures of those. And then after I got done taking pictures of those, I did manage to get a really good pic of the top of Mr. Dusick's head, too, to compare it to the top of the mortar boards.
Ms. Vodler. We'll just leave that one alone.
I can't top any of these, except that I did plant my mother-in-law's. She's 92. I planted her garden, so that was my reigning week. I would like to thank Mr. Doug Heyman for his Hope School Report, and I would love to say another shout-out to Jeannie Doohan for her Golden Apple Award, and for all of you who took tonight to come and see us and speak your piece about the library. I do worry about our libraries, all of them, the small schools. I was in a small school where they're wasn't necessarily always a librarian, and that's an important asset to any school. And so I thank you for coming this evening, and you. So good to see you. So that's it, and have a nice week.
Well, Mr. Kelly talked about CeeLo Buzz and Raz graduations, and I have to relate this story. I was scheduled to be at those graduations as well, and at 7:30 on Thursday morning, I was up and getting dressed and getting ready to go on the highway, and my phone buzzed, and it was my daughter-in-law, who was 9 months pregnant, saying, "We're on the way out the door to the hospital, Grandpa. How'd you like to hang out with our kids today?" So I had to cancel, and that, by the way, is a true story. I can show you a fresh baby picture if you don't believe it. Okay, we have need for an executive session. Ms. Badla.
So I move that the board go into an executive session to discuss matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough.
This session is specifically to discuss upcoming negotiations and the superintendent's contract. Is there an objection to going into an executive session? Seeing no objection.
I'm sorry, Ms. Arenas, I missed your second.
Pardon me?
Who was your second?
Did somebody second that? Mr. Anderson seconded
it.
For those in the public, we will go into executive session. When we return, it will only be to adjourn. We will take no action of any kind after we come back. However, it's going to be the best hour you're going to spend this evening if you want to sit here and wait. Just saying.